Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real. I can feel He made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. God's one thing for sure. My God is real. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is the Macedonian Call around the globe. This is Sister Joanna Green, my husband, Brother Clint Green, coming to you from Madisonville, Tennessee. We are so honored to be here at the table with Brother and Sister Yearwood and Brother Timothy Dockery, that's going to come in and he's going to give us a special song, maybe one or two. We're hoping he'll give us two if he has two of them ready there. But we want to start out with prayer, and we just want to thank the Lord for the opportunity, for the fellowship that we're having. And if you're just now tuning in, we want to apologize. We had it set for 7 p.m. Eastern time, but we changed it to 8. So if you're just now tuning in, just go grab you a cup of warm coffee and help us pray if you're a Christian. And let's go to prayer. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. God, we come to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you, God, to move on this broadcast tonight. Oh, Lord, Jesus, touch us over our prayers and listen in. Open their ears to hear, Father, and their hearts to receive the Word of God. Send, Lord, your Spirit into their homes and places where they are tonight, God, that the blessing of the Lord God make rich in their souls. Father, we pray. Encourage them that are discouraged tonight, God, we pray. And heal afflicted souls, God, we pray. Push back the enemy, God, we pray tonight. That your will be done on earth, God, that heaven come down, Lord God, in our homes and places, Lord, where we are, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you and we ask you these things, and thank you in Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God. This broadcast is an hour long, and we want you to call in if you can. We want you to give your testimony. The world needs to hear what God has done for you, how big our God is. We know that He's the creator of all things. That you want to call in, it's 1-646-787-8615. Again, it's 646-787-8615. You want to dial 1 first, and we'll have you on here and just give a testimony, or if you want to give a prayer request, that's fine. You know, our daughter Rachel, she's usually with us since she was a real little girl on the broadcast, and she's not with us right now. She's in South Dakota. She's in doing mission work with our church. Our church is Calvary Tabernacle in West Middletown, Ohio. It's 5990 Michael Road and that's West Middletown, Ohio. So if you don't have a church and you live in the local area, definitely go and try it out. I tell you, you won't be disappointed. They've got our youth right now on the mission trip and helping on the around the reservation of the Lakota Indians, and that they need a lot of prayer. So she's out there doing a work for God, and we just thank the Lord for the youth pastors, Brother Robin, Sister Kristen Merrill, and all those that went on the trip, Sister Michelle Poff. We just thank them so much, and thank our pastor, John Rice, and Sister Kathy Rice, his wife, and just thank everyone at the church for being so good to us. And right now, we're going to play a song that our youth group had learned back in February. They came down to Tennessee here, and it was called PFYC, and that stands for Pentecostal Youth, Pentecostal Fire Youth Conference is what it was called. And they actually end up putting this song together, Sister Ruth Brim. She and some others had wrote this song, so we just hope it blesses you all. Thank you. God. Hallelujah. So we just appreciate that song and thank God. Had to get it for myself. And without any further hesitation, we're going to get Brother Timothy. We want him to come in and sing a song and obey God. And then we're going to turn Brother Yearwood loose, praise the Lord, and let him obey the Lord. And we'll have Brother Green to come in and also obey the Lord. We'll turn in some prayer requests. So praise God. Here's Brother Timothy.
It's good to be back on here again. The first song that I'm going to sing is, I know it's Clinton's favorite song that I do. It's called Telling the Old Story. But that other one that I've got goes along with their title of their broadcast. So I'm going to sing Telling the Old Story first. Many times I have traveled down a long, lonely road, headed for another place to tell. Someone who needs it, the story of Jesus, and how he'll save their soul from hell. I've seen many great places, many new faces, beautiful sights where I've been. But I want you to know the reason I go, tell the old story again. Over and over I'll tell the old story to people I've never seen before. Yes, the story of Jesus, oh how he loves us, he'll keep us safe evermore. How he paid the full cost, gave his life on the cross, to save a world lost in sin. I am headed for glory, telling the story over and over again. At times I have questioned, I have wondered, Lord, is this truly your will? I've been discouraged, tired and weary. Sometimes it seems all uphill. That's when he takes me back, all the places I've been, where he saved so many from sin. And it breaks my heart, just like it did from the start. And I've got to go tell it again. Over and over I'll tell the old story to people I've never seen before. Yes, the story of Jesus, oh how he loves us, he'll keep us safe evermore. How he paid the full cost, gave his life on the cross, to save the world lost in sin. I am headed for glory, telling the story over and over again. I am headed for glory, telling the story over and over and over and over again. Built an altar of stone for sin. Once a year to pardon and free, lay a lamb pure and white, make a blood sacrifice. Was the way that it used to be. But the prophets of old, the story foretold, of a Savior who had set men free. He would give his own life for the blood sacrifice. ever last for eternity. God gave His own Son, our sins to atone. The supreme sacrifice was made. Jesus hung on the cross, shed His blood for the lost. The price for redemption was paid. But on that third day, He rose from the grave, ascended in victory. On the altar of God, He placed His own blood, the blood that made men free. He would give His own life for the blood sacrifice that would last for eternity. On the altar of God, He placed His own blood, the blood that made men free.
Praise God. Enjoyed that singing and appreciate that so much. I love both songs that He just sung. Our favorite one is the first one, to tell the story again and again, over and over. Praise the Lord, it never gets too old. And at this time, we're going to have Brother Yearwood to come in, and he's going to obey God and praise the Lord. If you don't know the Lord, or if you're a backslider, I tell you, this is a good time right now, good day, good hour to come back to the Lord. Praise God. And here's Brother Yearwood all the way here from Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's good to be able to come back on again on the radio. You know, this is almost at Reaching the World for Christ. This is Brother and Sister Green's broadcast. Praise God.
Macedonia.
A Macedonia call around the world. So, you know, I just thank God for it. And, you know, I thank God for this service right here today. You know, we're going to be speaking about the blood, and I'm telling you, without the blood, we're going to be reading here in a few minutes, without the blood, there's no remission for sin. There's no way that you can be saved without the blood of Jesus, and I thank God for it, because He went to the cross. He said on that cross, He cried out, "It's finished," and you know, He finished it right there. And I was just thinking what Tim was singing that song. They put Him in that old tomb. He only stayed there for 3 days and three nights, and He rose up. He had the blood back in that body, and He come back forth again. Praise God, and He give us life. And, you know, without the blood, there's no way that we can ever be saved. So I thank God tonight. So I'm going to let Betty read there for me. So just worship the Lord with us in spirit and truth here.
For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, for your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by Him do believe in God, that raised Him up from the dead and gave Him glory, and your faith, and that your faith and hope might be in Him, might be in God. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever.
Praise God. You know, right there in verse 19, it said, but without the precious blood of Christ as for a lamb without blemish and without spot. You know, Christ, he was a perfect man. He didn't have no blemish. He didn't have no spot in his life. I thank God, you know, he was a man that knew no sin. And he, but he come sin on the cross that you and I could have this life. He took our sins upon his back and hung them there on the cross that we might have this life, that we had the chance, praise God, to believe on him. You know, I was just thinking over there in Romans, the 10th chapter, it said, with the heart a man believeth, and a mouth confession that that was righteous, that would be made righteous. You know, I thank God tonight, if we believe in our heart on the Lord Jesus Christ and accept this blood in our life that Jesus spilled on the cross when they pierced his side, we can have life and have it more abundant. I'm telling you tonight, praise God, without the blood, there's no way that you're going to be saved. And I just want to say that. And I want to go to another passage of scripture here. I think it's Hebrews 9:22. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's look over there in Hebrews 9:22 and see what that's saying. Praise God.
And almost all things are by the law purged with blood.
Thank you.
And without shedding of blood is no... And also, all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission.
Praise God. Without the shedding of blood, as I said there a while ago, there's no remission. You know, I'm telling you, my friend, this is the time and the hour that we better expect that we're going to have to call out on him and invite him into our lives. We're going to have to get the blood of Jesus applied to our soul and get all of our sins under the blood. If we got one little piece of sin, a little secret sin hanging on, my friend, that could knock you out of the kingdom of God, because I read in the Word where it said no sin's going to enter therein. And he tells us that we got to have a pure heart in order to see God. I want to have that pure heart. I want to have that blood applied to my soul. Hallelujah. That I know that I know that one day, praise God, that I'll hear him say, come on in, dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I'm here to tell you tonight, without the shedding of blood, you know, we just read there a while ago, I believe we were in 1 Peter, that silver and gold, praise God, was not to what was going to save us. No matter how much of that you've got, my friend, if you don't have the blood applied to that soul, you don't have the blood covered on you, my friend, you can have all the money in the world. The Word says, if you gain the whole world and lose your own soul, what have you prospered? What have you gained, my friend? You may gain the riches of this world, but you're going to lose your soul in the end. You're going to burn throughout eternity. I can't help what people might say. I had a man tell me here the other day that whenever you went into hell, you were just going to burn up like a piece of paper. But that's not what the King James Version says. The King James Version says that you're going to burn throughout eternity, forever and ever. I just can't imagine anybody rejecting the Word of God. I can't imagine anybody rejecting the Spirit that God has spoke to their heart and into their life. Praise God, I tell you, every man has the right to call upon him. The Lord never takes nobody out without giving them opportunity to repent of their sins. I tell you tonight, my friend, God is coming soon, I believe, and he's going to come back after them that's made themselves ready, that's looking for him. I tell you, without the blood, and not the blood of chicken like a lot of people want to think, this is the blood of the precious blood of my Savior, hallelujah, Jesus Christ, the one that hung and bled on the cross, one that gave his life on the cross and said it was finished, and he rose the third day. That's the man that we're talking about tonight. That's the one that we're going to have to come to, because he said without a spot or blemish, he's coming after them. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, tonight he's going to come back to get you. And you got to have that perfect life before God. I know people says, and I can't help what people might say, that you can't live a perfect life. My friend, God never told us nothing that we couldn't do. He's going to do it for us if we'll only let him. We've got to let the Lord live this life. We cannot live it ourselves, but praise God, we can live it through us. And praise God, I'm so thankful tonight that I know that I've got the blood applied to my soul. I don't have to worry about where I'm going to spend eternity. I don't know where I'm going to spend it. I'm going to spend it in the throne room of God, because he told me that he's gone, and he will return again to get me in his own self. Praise God. I thank God for that tonight. Hallelujah. I want to go to one other place. Praise God. Into Romans 5 and starting in verse 8. Praise God. Hallelujah.
But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Praise God. You see, God commended his love, his son, toward us while we were yet sinners. But he knew that we was needing a Savior. He knew that his son was the only one that was willing and was able to come and spill his blood upon the cross, that you and I could have this life today. I thank God for that. Hallelujah. I tell you, God is a God that he loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And she reads another verse or two here.
Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him.
Praise God. I tell you, that's something right there. Much more, praise God. Let me see that. Hallelujah. Verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Praise God. You know, through the blood of Jesus, we're going to be justified. And we won't have to go through the wrath of God.
Amen.
But it's going to take the blood, my friend, to justify you. You can't be justified of your own self, your own flesh, but you're going to have to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. You're going to have to realize that when he cried on the cross, it's finished. The rent, the veil was rent from top to bottom. That opened the door for you and I to go in to him, praise God. We didn't have to go to no more priests, but he was the most high priest. We can go to him. He's the one that we can cry out to. He's the one that will hear us. And he was the one, praise God, that will set us free. Praise God, I tell you, I was preaching a message last night about that we was made free from the law of sin and death through Jesus Christ. I tell you, we're set free tonight. We're free people, I tell you. But it took the blood. It took the shedding of the blood of Jesus on the cross that you and I could have this life. And I thank God for that. And I thank God for this service here tonight. And I praise God for it. I just pray that there's been something said or done that's touched your heart and caused you to think about where you're going to spend eternity. And I tell you, Lord's willing, nothing don't happen. Tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, we'll be on Blog Talk Radio right here where you're at, but only be reaching the world for Christ. We'll be coming on at 6 o'clock and going off at 8. You're invited, and invite everybody else to tune in and listen. So God bless you, and I'm going to turn it back to Brother and Sister Green. Praise the Lord. Appreciate them letting me have the opportunity tonight.
Praise God. Praise God. Enjoyed that word, and we thank Brother and Sister Yearwood for opening up their home to us. And I tell you, they're always a blessing. God definitely has put us all together. And you know, the Lord will do that. He'll send help your way, that you could be friends and just go through this here world and not feel alone. We've got the Lord when we're saved, but he'll put you with friends that you can yoke together and just pray together. And, you know, we may live miles apart. I don't know how long, many miles, 350-something miles, I think, from 400 miles maybe from Ohio to Tennessee here where we're at. And I'm going to turn in some prayer requests. I'm going to have them come back in and turn some prayer requests in. Elizabeth Moore, she says she needs us to pray for her son and his girlfriend. Heather Oney says unspoken. Phyllis Thompson says unspoken. Sheila Hansen says for health and financial. Becky Fritz says pray for her brother Tom for strength after his stroke. Sister Kathy Marlowe says pray for her family. Lisa Pergram says unspoken. J.C. Rupert said unspoken. Billy Neal, peace in Nicaragua. Mark Spencer, pray for their church. Jacob Kirk says remember him. Patty Hansen says, Sister Patty says healing for her body and for her daughter. Juanita Franklin says she's needing prayer. Annette Jowers said she needs prayer. Debbie Lawson, pray for her son and grandchildren. Crystal Bryant, pray for her job. Penny O'Connell said pray for her. Jacqueline Sam says special unspoken request. Faye Harness, pray for her and her children. Annette Newton says her for her and her family. Diana Sheik says pray for a 7-year-old girl. They're not expecting her to live. She's home from hospice. Hospice is being called in. So pray for her. Joe Beaver says pray for peace for her. Michael Fallon says pray for his wife's interview tomorrow. That God would give her this job. Teresa Ledford, pray for her mom and her family. Joshua Moore says pray for his dad and his 5-month-old son has whooping cough. Pray for Pamela Callender and William for healing for her knee. Praise God. She went through she's waiting to have a total knee replacement in both knees. So pray for her. And also pray for Betty Barber for healing. Sarah Littrell, pray her niece needs a healing in her kidneys. Amy Heiser says her family. Virgie Neal says pray for her son Foster. Stephanie Martinez says pray for her healing in her body. Michael Bledsoe says remember him. Karen Constance said she is getting overwhelmed with things of life, but she knows the one in control. Pray for her. Phyllis Littrell says pray for her family. So all these are very important. We will definitely pray over them. I want Brother and Sister Yearwood to turn in any requests that they might have. We will go to these in prayer and let Brother Green finish up by obeying God. Praise the Lord. There's many on our prayer list. We won't mention every one of them, but God knows all of them. But I'll mention a few of them. Liz Yearwood is having heart problems and needs God to move for her. Margaret needs healing in her body. And Freddie Miles has cancer and needs a miracle.
Praise God. Okay, I think we'll just go to prayer at this time. And I want you to believe God and expect a miracle, because I believe God is in the miracle business. And we pray, but then we must believe that we receive. And I ask God to do it. And believe that the answer is on the way. Praise God. Yes. Heavenly Father, we just come to you tonight. We're asking you, God, to move for all of these requests tonight, Father, them that need a touch of their bodies. Lord, we pray for them. We're asking you, God, to send your ministering angels to minister to these, their salvation. Pray, God, for them with kidney problems, God, that you heal those kidneys, God, and lungs, and heal them, Father, the liver problems out there, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. An unspoken request, Lord God, people have put up before you, God. We're asking you, God, to move and to heal and deliver, Father, and to save the lost that are out of the ark of safety, God, to draw them in, Father, our loved ones that are not saved. Help them, Lord, realize their need of salvation, Lord. Help them to repent, humble themselves, and come to the throne of grace to find help in the time of trouble, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, all our loved ones, them in the hospitals and the nursing homes, God, we lift up to you, Father. Lord, you've heard every request, you know every person. God, you so love the world, God, that you sent your Son, and he died on that cross for us, Father, paid that ultimate price, oh God, that we could be saved and we could be healed, Lord, with your stripes we are healed, Father. Send healing into these homes and places where people are tonight that are calling, Father, upon you, and others are calling upon you for their loved ones. We ask, God, Lord, you touch them loved ones, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, for doing it. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we claim your promises. In Jesus' name, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. I just want to say a few things tonight. It's a privilege to be on this side of the world over here in America, and down here in this beautiful state of Tennessee, and here with Brother and Sister Yearwood, and we've been out last night, visited a little church, and felt the power and the presence of God, and I tell you, God's in this place. Praise God. He's all everywhere. Praise God. You can't get away from God. And Brother Timothy, we enjoyed the great songs he sang here on the broadcast tonight. And he's telling that old story, and his family here telling the old story of Jesus and his love, how that he came and died on that cross, the ultimate sacrifice for our sins. Praise God. I was looking here in the scriptures and found where the Bible said without Leviticus 17:11, it says, for without the shedding of blood, there'd be no remission. I'm trying to find that right now. Praise God. It's 17:11, for the life of the flesh, he says here, is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls, for it is the blood that maketh an atonement for your soul. And you know, Christ died for us because we were made a living soul in the garden. He made man in his own image. He breathed into him the breath of life, and the Bible said that he became a living soul. And he put that man in a beautiful garden, and he told him to tend that garden and to take care of that garden. And one day sin entered into that garden, and the man was put out of the garden because of sin. And God came down and was looking for Adam, praise God. And he had walked with Adam in the cool of the day and talked with him. And he came down just like he always had, and he was going to have communion with Adam and walk with him. And the Bible said Adam heard his voice in the garden, and he hid himself because he had been eaten of that tree that God said, you cannot eat of that tree, for the day you eat of that tree, he said, you're going to die. You will surely die. Praise God. The devil come along and said, you won't die. Told Eve, said, go ahead and eat the fruit of the tree. And she looked at it and saw that it looked good. It looked like something she would desire. And she took of the fruit and did eat. And sin came upon all men. And there had to be a remedy, praise God. He drove them from the garden. The Bible said over there in Genesis chapter 3 that they were put out of that beautiful garden. And if we begin to read from the book of Genesis on to the book of Revelation, we find out that God talks about the blood over and over and over. He talks about the blood, praise God. And Brother Yearwood was talking about there in the book of Hebrews how that all things were purged by the blood, praise God. In the Old Testament, they take the blood Moses would take the blood and he'd sprinkle it upon the vessels that was to be used in the house of God. And today, if we're born again of the Spirit of God, we are covered and washed by the blood of Jesus. And if you've never given your life to Christ, you're not under the blood. You're not saved. When I see the blood, he said, I will pass over you. We look how that in the garden, we see that after they came out of the garden, Adam had two sons. One was a tiller of the ground, and the other was a keeper of sheep. Praise God. And so they brought their sacrifices to the east of Eden, there where the flaming sword was turning every which way to keep man out of that garden. And there was no way to get back into that garden. So they took their sacrifices to the edge of that garden, and they offered them up to God. And God had respect unto Abel, but unto Cain he did not receive his sacrifice. And I tell you, it's because of the blood. This is a blood bought way, praise God.
Amen.
It's all about the blood. And all through the Old Testament, there was sacrifice after sacrifice after sacrifice made upon the altars, praise God. When we read the story of Abraham, how that Abraham believed God, and the Bible said it was accounted unto him for righteousness, and he was a man that built altars, and he called on God. And he not only built all altars, but he also sacrificed, and he believed in the blood sacrifice,
amen.
Praise God. So all through the scripture we find, leading up all the way up to the end of the Old Testament, there were sacrifices made. We think about Solomon, how he built the temple, and he offered up all those sacrifices. I forget, it was a multitude of sacrifices he offered up to God. Praise God, and shed all of that blood. And when God instituted the priesthood, he told them what kind of sacrifices to make and how to make them. And they had to take them to the brazen altar, and there they would kill that animal, shed that blood for the sins that the people had. And then also once a year, the high priest had to go in behind the veil in the temple of God. He had to go in where the mercy seat was, and he had to offer the blood upon the mercy seat for the sins of the whole nation. Praise God. And if he had sin in his life, he would die. Because he had come into the presence of God without being cleansed. But the blood cleanses us, the scripture says, from all sin. I think it's 1 John 1:7, I believe it is, where the Bible talks about the blood of Jesus. As we fellowship one with another, the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin.
Amen.
A lot of people today say, well, we don't need to go to church. We don't need to have a church. We can just get out here on the riverbank, and we can have church. Well, that's a good thing to do sometimes. But you at least need to come together with the congregation of the saints and to pray one for another that you may be healed, and to lay hands on one another if there's any sick among you. He said to call for the elders of the church and let them anoint them with oil and pray over them in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And I know by experience that sickness is going to knock on your door someday. I don't know how many times I've been sick over and over and over, and I always run to Jesus because I know there's help in the house of God. Thought about Moses, you know, when he came out of Egypt, and God told Moses, he said, take a lamb. I want to read a little bit of that because I think this is important here today, that we know that nothing can atone for sin but the blood, and not any kind of blood will do the job. It's the precious blood of Jesus, as Brother Yearwood was preaching just a few minutes ago. It's not by the blood of bulls and of goats and things of that sort which they offered under the first testament, which was the old covenant, law of Moses. They offered all of these different sacrifices. And Paul came along, the Apostle Paul, and said in the book of Hebrews that it could never, the blood of bulls and of goats could never take away sin. But what it was a type and a shadow of something that was going to be revealed in the last days. It was going to be something that would be revealed to the church, and God was going to build a church, and he was going to build it by the blood of Jesus and the testimony of Jesus Christ. And he said, on this rock I'll build my church. And he said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. He said, Peter, who do men, or he told the disciples, who do men say that I am? And they said different things. And he said, Peter, who do you say that I am? And he said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he said, upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell. And I tell you, hell and the devil and all his demons were shaking in their boots when Jesus was walking on this earth for 3.5 years in flesh and blood. And he came to be that supreme sacrifice. And he was going to that cross. Isaiah, I think Brother Yearwood may have mentioned there in the book of Isaiah, 53rd chapter, the Bible said that there was going to come one, and he was going to be wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. You know, we needed healing. We were lost and undone without God. We were astray from the heavenly way. We had no hope. We were Gentiles. And he died on that cross. The Bible said, blessed is every one that hangeth on a tree. Or blessed is the, I forget how that's worded. It's in Galatians 3:13, I believe it is. Cursed is every man that hangeth on a tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles through faith. And I was thinking, if it had not been for Jesus, we would be in a terrible fix today. Praise God, there'd be no hope of salvation. We would not have healing of promises given unto us, because with his stripes we're healed. But about 700 years before Christ came, Isaiah saw him coming. Praise God, like the old song said, there's a promise coming down your dusty road. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I'm so glad that I found out about the promise. I'm glad somebody came by my way and preached that old rugged cross, how that it made a difference, because they nailed the Lamb of God to that cross, and he died and hang on a tree. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And Galatians 3:13, it says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. See, it didn't come on us just through anything. It didn't come on us because we took a lamb out one day and we sacrificed a lamb or a cow or a goat or whatever it was, two turtle doves or whatever. And people are still running out there in the world trying to find something that will take away their sin. But there's only one thing that can atone for sin, and that is the blood of Jesus. Praise God. That the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. And it came through him. He was the seed of Abraham. Praise God. That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. The Bible said, without the Spirit of God, we are none of his. So you need that Spirit. Praise God. That the blood bought for you at Calvary 2,000 years ago, when Christ went to the Pilate's judgment hall, he took the stripes and he took the beating, and he was bruised. He was afflicted and tormented and bound. And they said, prophesy to us. And they plucked his beard and they
did all kinds, spit in his face, and all these things they done. But he was set his face as a flint. He would not be moved. He was going to that cross to pay for the sins of the whole world. So Leviticus, the Bible said, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. And that blood, that life in that blood, is the life that is in Christ. He's the light of the world. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man can come to the Father but by him. And except they come through Christ, they cannot be saved. You can't get to heaven climbing up some other way, the Bible said. Ye must come in at the door.
Amen.
He said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Praise God. There's many strangers out there. The Bible tells us today, preaching many different doctrines, and they're preaching a Christ that does not exist. But we're preaching a Christ that comes out of the King James Bible. Praise God. And he's the Christ, the Holy Word of God. And that's the Christ that we have to believe in. If you put your faith in any other, you're going to be deceived. Praise God. We cannot go to heaven just living any old way. The Bible said, without holiness, no man shall see God. We know he said to be holy, for I'm holy.
Yes.
And if you don't have the blood, you can't possibly be holy. Praise God. But the blood cleanses us from all sin. Praise God. I'm so glad I found out that Jesus was my way out of my dilemma, that he was my way out of sin, that I could believe on him and be born again. I could have a new spirit and a new heart because he had died on that cross. Praise God. And you know, I was talking about Moses. The Bible said that Moses came out of Egypt, and God told Moses, he said, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the tenth day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. I'm glad that God don't just want me saved, but he wants my wife saved, and he wants my children saved. He wants my whole house saved, and if they will call on Jesus, they can find grace in the eyes of the Lord. They can find favor in his sight. And when the death angel passes over, God told Moses, said, take the blood, said, put it upon the door posts, each side of the door, and upon the lintel of the door, above the door, praise God. And that blood come dripping down, no doubt. They take the blood of the lamb. And he said, this is the Passover. When the death angel comes and he sees the blood, he will pass over you.
Amen.
I'll tell you what, I don't want that death angel getting a hold of me. Praise God. So I'm going to stay under the blood. And I think Moses went on to say, he said, when you get in the house, he said, stay in the house. You know, young people sometimes will open a window and climb out of the house, and they'll run off in the middle of the night and do things that they shouldn't do, and try to come back and come back in the window before daylight so the mom and the daddy don't know it. But I'll tell you, the blood of Jesus, you got to stay under the blood. If you don't stay under the blood, you'll be lost. There's no such things as once in grace, always in grace, because I can tell you, by reading the Bible, that Adam fell out of grace one day because he sinned against God. And if we sin against God, we're going to fall out of grace. And the blood won't be on us anymore because we got out of the house. But I'm encouraging you tonight to stay in the house. Praise God. Keep your mind stayed upon Christ. Seek him while he may be found. Call upon him while that is near. If you're out there not saved tonight, the door of mercy is still open. There is still a way to come in. Praise God, and you must come in at the door. Jesus said, I am the door of the sheepfold. If any man hear me, you know, come to me, he can come into the sheepfold. Praise God. Oh, praise God. We can sup with him. Praise God. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Over there in the book of Revelation, He was trying to get into a church one time, and this is the seven churches of Asia, and he was trying to get in. I think he's trying to get into some churches today when I look around and see what they're doing out there.
Amen.
When they're coming into the house of God and they got on their shorts and they got on their mini dresses and these little skippy outfits that they're putting on, and
come
you
on.
Wonder what happened to their heart.
Tell it.
Because if your heart's right, it surely will get connected to the head, and your head will think right. But if your head don't think right, there's something evidently wrong with your heart. Praise God. So we need to lay aside these sins. We need to live holy, righteous, and godly in this present life. The Bible tells us, looking for the coming of Christ. He said, I go away, but I will come again. And I believe that he is coming. And he's coming in an hour. The Bible tells us that you think not. He said, behold, that the Son of Man cometh. He said, lift up your head, your redemption. When you see all these things, he said, come to pass. And we see so many things going on. We see practically anarchy in some of our churches, but now there's some good churches out there, and I want you to get out and try to find you a good church. Praise God. Try to find one preaching the King James Version. Try to find one that's living right. Praise God, that's got a good pastor. Stand for the truth.
Amen.
And they're out there. He said, my church, praise God. He said, the gates of hell will not prevail against my church, no matter how many hypocrites is in the church. There's some people in there that's living right. There's some people in there that can call on God. There's people in there that can call on Jesus and get answers for the problems. Praise God in your life today. You will say thanks, Sister
Amen.
Joanne.
Praise God. I thought about, he said, let the wheat and the tares grow together. There's coming a day where he'll have an angel to thrust in the sickle into the hearth and bind them up and that they would be burnt. Praise the Lord. But you know, we don't want to be a part of that wheat. We don't want to be the tares. We want to be the wheat. We want to be about God's business. Like Jesus said to his parents at 12 years old, he was about his father's business. And then he said, to occupy until I come. So we're doing a work for the Lord. He said, the works that I do, ye shall do also. Even greater works shall ye do. And that doesn't mean that we're going to do any greater miracles than the Lord himself. But because there's more of us throughout the entire world, the four corners of the earth, there's going to be more of us abundantly doing the works of God. Praise the Lord. We've went off the air again tomorrow. Brother Yearwood and Sister Betty Yearwood's broadcast, Reaching the World for Christ. That phone number is
732-742-1759
at 6 o'clock Eastern time, and be right here with you. We'll be here at the sitting in Madisonville, Tennessee, just worshiping the Lord right with them. Praise God. We'll see y'all later. Bye. Thank you for listening.
Good night. God bless y'all.